Manitoba Agriculture reports crop damage from intense rain earlier this week will be assessed over the next few days. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. Dennis Lang, a provincial pulse and soybean specialist with Manitoba Agriculture and editor of the provincial crop report, says isolated thunderstorms brought hail, strong winds, intense rain, and possible tornadoes to most of the province over the past 7 days.
Monday afternoon, actually, or late Monday evening, there was a major weather system that moved through the southwest and northwest areas. From June 29th, from 6 a.m. to June 30th, a period covering 31 hours. Storms brought some excessive rain to the southwest in the Boisvain area, as well as the northwest regions in St. Rose and Fork River area. Some very strong winds, 80 kilometers an hour, and a significant amount of rainfall, you know, upwards of 40, 50, and even higher millimeters of rainfall in that short time period. And overall, we have seen some good progress. But I think in some of these areas that did receive that excess moisture, we'll have to wait a few days to kind of see what kind of response the crop is going to have. A lot of it will depend on which crop it is. And also, too, a lot will depend on how quickly the water drains off in some of those areas that got highly affected by that excessive rainfall. For example, areas in the northwest have accumulated more than 150% of the normal precipitation. And while areas in the southern end of the lake near Stonewall have accumulated almost 250% of their normal precipitation. Up until this last rainfall, parts of the southwest and around Killarney and areas in the eastern region are under 80% of their 30 average year precipitation for the season. So that may change a little bit in next week's report.
Lang says crops do look good, although areas with excessive moisture continue to show uneven growth and nutrient stress symptoms. He says the excess moisture has really put stress on some of the crops, but the biggest thing right now is for the water to drain away and to see what kind of crop we have left. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.